Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Dead Set Legends on this Saturday, the first Saturday in May, and it is another waterlogged day, isn't it? We've had amazing rainfall over the week, so we've got some very, very happy farmers out there, but not more excited than these two gentlemen. I'm going to go to you first, Jars. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Adelaide.
Yeah, nice what, start there, Jars.
my name's Adelaide, is it?
Why?
Yeah, just g'day, Bern. Bring Bernie.
Why?
Because Bern's part of the team.
Then I'm going to go to Bernie. Bernie, good morning, Bernie.
Hey, yes, good to be here. Good to be here, boys. And you okay, Jazz? You had too many again last night.
I beg your pardon.
I'll tell you what I did last night, Blue. I watched this great man sitting next to us run around in the 1994 State of Origin game. And I'll tell you what, I've seen some players dominating games, but there's none better than what I saw in the last quarter, just single-handedly, lion-heartedly carried his team over the line. He said, "Get on my back," getting tagged by three players and just lit it up. And I'll tell you what, the commentators were saying, he is the best Jarman in that family. And that's one of the first times I've heard that, but he won the Foss Williams medal and dead set. They won by 2 points, and it was very exciting see you play, Jarz. Now he's back. He's back.
Bernie, because you sensed that we had a flat Andrew Jarman this morning, and now you've spoken about him, so now he's up and about.
No. He's out of his chair.
Very modest.
The Triple M family know I'm modest.
Well, I told him I watched it last night. He goes, bring it up then. Bring it up. Tell me about it in the start. Yeah, I won the medal too. Tell them about me winning the medal.
I watched the prelim final, Crows Essendon. That was on last week. So one thing I want to point out, I mean, the set shot.
The
lack of chasing, Jars. You only went one way, mate.
I made 11 tackles.
Dusty Jarman. Dusty. Can't he just go the one way, mate?
He chases the footy. That's it.
As an architect, I just got to get the footy.
He's back now. We got him up, Blue.
Have we got any highlights? Any audio?
Negative.
I thought he's cut his own highlights then. That's not a surprise.
Big show.
I don't give a stuff about this show. What else do you want to know about the state game?
how many medals did you win? I looked up and you won a few.
I don't want to say too much. 5.
Now, boys, this morning, of course, we've got our Dead Set Legends Q&A. Bernie's beef. I can't wait for that one.
Oh, it is a good one.
Now, Bernie, you got your coin flip league, round flip. 7. So that is an important round. Right. Now, I want to talk to you boys about the clubs training in groups. Is it groups of 2? Is it groups of 10? Why hasn't it been groups of 10 here in Adelaide and WA? So we'll talk about that. Darren Burgess, of course, the Melbourne Club D's fitness guru. Now, he's been everywhere, hasn't he? EPL. Yep. He was here at Port Adelaide as well. He is on in the second hour, so looking forward to that. At home with the legends, Jay Clark, as always.
Okay.
Now, will we see crowds back at the Adelaide Oval this season?
Well, this is your topic, this
one. I want to talk about after this break.
Okay, buddy.
Here we go.
It's not his topic. It's a team thing here.
Big pressure.
Blue, he needs to deliver, Blue.
He wanted it. Bring
it.
And, Bern, you and I need to whack him a bit later on too.
Okay,
I'll send you a text message about his attire.
Good morning. Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Bluden. We're doing it for CMI Toyota. They've got pickup and drop-off vehicle service now available.
Yeah, brilliant.
Now, boys, I want to discuss with you how well we're doing here in South Australia. So 9 days in a row. No new cases.
Well, that's a golf
How good's that?
Yeah, 9 in a row. No
it's
new
gone.
Cases. Well done.
Basically gone.
And it's been, we know that a lot of businesses, I mean, the economy is being torn to shreds and a lot of people are doing it tough out there. But in terms of state to state, we've probably had the least amount of restrictions out of all the states. So, but the results have been fantastic. So if we're looking ahead towards, they're talking about AFL possibly resuming in June, mid-June, right? So, what if, and all the talk has been around playing in front of empty crowds.
Yes.
Okay, so no crowds. Of course, it's going to be on television, but we've saw that first round, that no atmosphere. What if we keep trending like we're doing, no new cases, so another month, over a month, when we start in June. So why can't we then have crowds back at the Adelaide Oval for the Port Adelaide games and for the Crows games? Because if we've got, and the social distancing still applies, so no new cases, we're going well, so only South Australians in the Adelaide Oval. Why can't we have crowds back there? And we've got lots of security there. We do the same things what we're doing at the shopping centres.
Yeah,
if you want to go to the toilet, there's crosses, a metre and a half. Why can't we have 10,000 people at the Adelaide Oval? Or am I dreaming too far ahead?
No, I think you've got a good point. You generally dream a bit, but this one's not a bad point. Well, they spoke about that towards the end of the season, and the grand final, they're saying maybe one every three seats. You might get 30,000 at the grand final at the MCG if it's there. So I can't see why we can't do it in South Australia. And by the time the season starts, as you said, it's going to be, we could be 30 odd days, 40 days with no new cases. And the one thing I feel like we all need to do is get that app, because that's going to fast track us being able to go to sporting venues. And ScoMo even said that himself. He said, if you want to go to pubs, you want to go to sporting games, get the app, because then it's easier to track down. If someone does have it, everyone's notified that you've potentially sat next to or went to the bar next to and things like that. So I think you got a good point, Blue.
So if the AFL schedules some games at Adelaide Oval,
yes.
How are they going to monitor? So if they say like, okay, we'll cap it at 15,000,
yep,
one every four in a seat. So what's going to be all the medical advice and how's it going to, is someone going to be standing at the gates with a thermometer and
They could do that if it's 10,000, 15,000 people.
Doctor certificate. How's it going to work?
No, I reckon they could. Yeah, they could possibly.
Are the bars going to be open and the canteens going to be open and?
Yeah, they have to.
Well, all that you're saying, that's all corporate boxes. Are they going to be operating or have you?
I think the corporate boxes might be a different scenario.
Down, right?
But okay. I think in terms of the seating, you could, you know, the people down at Adelaide Oval could tape up the seats that aren't allowed to be sat on, so everyone's very clear about where they need to sit.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the membership, it's a little bit of a reward, isn't it, for actually joining up? You're a chance to go to a game this season, and they
so how do you pick how do you pick the members from each club?
That'd be up to the clubs to do that.
Because there's so many levels of membership at a footy club, as you know.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know whether they 10,000 people go into a ballot. They rotated through.
Why 10,000?
What's that?
Why 10,000?
Well, I haven't done.
Why not 20?
I haven't done the
15's good.
However, obviously you've got to have a metre and a half for the social distancing.
Yep, yep.
So, how big's the Adelaide Oval, and you work out how many people you can get into the Oval by doing that.
Mm.
One every three, Jazz. They said it's pretty safe towards the end of the year. So because we're ahead of the curve, we should be able to start that a bit earlier than the other states. Because one every three, how many you get at the Adelaide Oval? 50,000? So it's just over 15,000, 16,000 you could get into the gates.
Okay.
So I think reward them on a rotation basis. That way, at least we get some bloody atmosphere too, Jazz. Because
I don't think it'll happen until next year.
Well, okay, Mr. Negative.
No, I'm not being negative. I've been realistic. If you speak to the chief medical officers of around the country, they don't want any crowds.
Well, of course
they're gonna let sports play, because obviously for our mindset and our well-being, absolutely. But I don't think the crowds will be back this year until next year.
Well, they're already talking about up in Darwin letting crowds into their sporting pitches up there.
Okay.
So they're obviously tracking well.
Yeah.
We're tracking well. If we've got South Australians, only South Australians in that ground who are potentially COVID-19 free, then why not?
14
am I
active
getting too
cases.
Far ahead of myself? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
14, 3, 4, 3.
I hope it happens, but I'm just being, I've put my medical hat on. I don't think it'll happen.
Well, you should take that medical hat off, because that doesn't suit you. But 14, we've only got 14 active cases in the state, Jar.
Yeah,
so
I know that,
once they expire, we're going to have zero at some stage.
Yeah.
And that means if there's zero and there's no one coming in, you can't just make up the virus unless they post it.
So if the Crows are playing Collingwood, is Collingwood members allowed to come
no.
out?
No.
So it's
no.
just South Australian
yes.
based. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, look, for what it's worth, I reckon it's a genius idea, Bluey. If you want to pick holes in Bluey's idea, like Jars has, 133353, 133353.
Got a $30 cheeky Greek voucher from my mate Tony and Trace too, down at Henley Beach.
Yeah, hello.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yeah,
here you go.
What do you think? What do you think about Bluey's idea? 10,000 people.
It's not bad, Bluey.
10,000 people at Adelaide Oval. That is as long as in about a month from now we still have zero new cases here in South Australia.
Yep.
Good idea, or have you got a better idea, or you think it needs a bit of tweaking? Give us a call now for the Dead Set Legends and Triple M. AFL players and the AFL are blueing at the moment. Jay-Z has more details coming up soon. Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett.
Yeah, we were discussing whether there might be a small possibility of some crowds back at the Adelaide Oval. I think it's very manageable to get maybe 10,000 people back to the Adelaide Oval. Yep. If we continue the trend, we're 9 days in of no new results or no new cases. And I think if we get to midway through June, AFL starts again. Why not? Why can't we get Adelaide people at the Adelaide Oval or South Australian people? Burn?
Why don't we start with 5,000, see how it goes, and then just increase it as the numbers are still low and people or the supporters going along to the games are adhering to the rules.
Yes.
So 5,000, then after a couple of weeks, might be 10, might be 15. Then by that stage, I feel like we can open it up.
And we might have a job for Jars as well, Bernie.
You come up with a great idea.
You could remove the seats that aren't meant to be sat on. So
and I think Jars probably needs to get out of the house a bit, and that'd be a great job for him because it doesn't require a lot of skill. You just need to unscrew every seat.
I've got some good contacts down there at Adelaide Oval, so I'll put the word in for you, Jars.
You can let him in.
133.53. Let's go to Glenn of Surrey Downs. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, gentlemen. How are we going?
Good. What do you think? Stupid idea, good idea?
A good idea with a little thing on top of it. You can only get into the ground if you can show the app.
Yes. Good one.
Might be up to the clubs to encourage their members to get the app and then first 5,000, 10,000 in with the app, done.
Yep. Very nice. Very nice. Jars, you wouldn't be allowed in.
Nah. Yeah, I've downloaded it.
If you want to get out to play, download the app today.
There he is. ScoMo talking to you, Jars.
That's the sports minister. There he is. Andy, where are we going? Lockie of Strathalbyn. G'day, Lock.
G'day, boys. How are you?
All right. What do you think of Bluey's idea?
I don't mind it, and I like Bernie's add to it of the, you know, introducing it gradually. Mm. My question is, if we're midway through June, and it's, 4 or 5 weeks without a new case, is there any reason that they can't just open it up to everybody anyway? If they lift all the restrictions with social distancing and the whole show, why can't they just let everybody in?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, if we keep going like we're going, and I think, you know, every state's going in different directions we've all got our own unique situations. So you're right. If we are going beautifully here, we've eliminated it completely. Mm. That is a possibility as well.
Because like you said, with 14 new cases or 14 cases still left, once they're gone, that's it. If there's no one else coming in and there's no idiots breaking the law and not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then I can't see why we can't, you know, open everything back up again by mid-June.
Yep.
Yep. Very cool.
Hopefully that's the case.
I like that, Lockie. Andy of Bridgewater. Andy.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Andy.
I'm afraid I'm going to upset you because I really disagree with what you're proposing.
That's all right.
Because inside the stadium, yes, you can manage it, you can remove seats, you can, you know, have the social distancing and all that sort of stuff. The thing that concerns me is, say if a football match starts at 7, you're going to have 5,000 to 10,000 people outside the Oval all trying to get in, and you won't be able to have that social distancing. People will ignore it because they'll try to come in and get the seats and all that sort of stuff. I think we will have to wait till next year.
Could we use the, you know, those crosses and stuff they've been using at cafes and lineups at shopping centres at each gate? And if we start with, say, 5,000, if we spread them out amongst all the gates, there's only going to be sort of, 500 at each gate. And they're not really going to rock up at the same time. You open the gates nice and early so they're all staggered. Could that work?
Well, I don't think so. And also there's the public transport, people coming in, catching the trains and buses and all that sort of stuff. Look, I think it's a great idea. I can understand why people want the crowds. I just think it's a little bit premature.
Too early.
Yep. No, good points.
Thanks, Andy. Yep. Have a great day, mate. Let's go to Michael of Elizabeth Park. G'day, Mick. Welcome.
How are you, mate?
Good, brother. Your thoughts? Greg Blewett's idea. 10,000 people at Adelaide Oval. Why not?
Mate, I don't think it's a problem. I think if the gates are open early enough, you do the proper procedure with the temperature thing, with the app thing. You don't have to remove seats, just put a cover over the ones you can't sit at. And as I said to somebody before, you know, restaurants can do that. Instead of people just turning up willy-nilly, you have to make a reservation. You have to stay at your table, bar service to the table, unless you need to go to the toilet.
Mm. Yep.
I like the app.
And there's...
I love the app idea by Glenny from Sorry
app and,
Dance.
App and temperature.
If you haven't downloaded the app, and then you get your temperature, because I got mine done the other week, other day to go and see my mother-in-law and mother of the aged care, and they just put it to your forehead. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Next.
And there's lots of cameras at the Adelaide Oval that can monitor that 10,000, 15,000, 5,000, whatever the number is. Anyway.
Oh, we're shutting it down, are we?
We're shutting it down.
Well, why? We've got Alexander from Port Noarlunga waiting on the phone.
We've got so much happening in the show, Jazz. Yeah,
what was your temperature, Jazz?
Mine, 36 degrees.
That's a bit cold, isn't it?
Nah.
Yesterday you said it was 35.
35, I said. Are we going to give that cheeky Greek voucher? Jazz.
Yeah, who do you think we should get the cheeky Greek voucher? Do you want to save it?
Glenn from Surrey Downs.
Oh, Glenn from Surrey Downs.
That was a great call about call. Download the app. That's the only way you're going to get in to watch some footy. And they should do that in the Sandful and grassroots football too when it restarts.
Yes.
Do you want to give a little love to Cheeky Greek?
Tony and Trace down there at Cheeky Greek, Henley Beach. Fantastic. Great food. You've had some. Burn, yep. your family's been in there.
Yeah, I know. They're regulars.
Tony and Trace. And they got beautiful food. They've got small servings now. Get in there and support them.
Overnight scoreboards next.
If you want to get out to play, download the app today.
Thanks to CMI Toyota. Get around CMI Toyota and you can book a test drive at your home or your workplace today. This is the Dead Set Legends. And your Dead Set Legends this morning, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett here on Triple M.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
All right, lads, let's just catch up with Jay Clark. G'day, Jay. Another busy week in AFL house.
Oh, but I bounced out of bed this morning, Jars. I sprang out of the sheets this morning because footy, it seems, is just around the corner. I think really exciting, the news yesterday that the National Cabinet are going to meet this Friday and potentially ease restrictions as part of a framework right around the country. The AFL is having a phone hookup with all the clubs today to discuss the next fortnight and whether and when the boys will be kicking the pigskin around again. So I think we've all been through a pretty tough 6 weeks, haven't we? The wine rack's empty, we're sick of the kids, all that sort of stuff. We're desperate for some footy. Not far away, I reckon, mates.
The AFL and the AFL players, are they having another blue like we saw with the pay dispute?
Yeah, I mean, it always feels like there's a bit of friction burn at the moment, but I reckon that the AFLPA are feeding him under attack at the moment. There's been some discussion in the past couple of weeks from key figures in the game, Jeff Kennett, Chris Fagan, yesterday, saying the players have got to suck it up. I just feel like this is just about to really ramp it up. Carroll has gone after Paul Marsh, the AFLPA boss. Patrick Dangerfield has copped it around the chin the past couple of weeks. So, I reckon it has really gotten a bit nasty, and I don't know how you feel about it all, Bern. I wonder whether it's a bit unfair. I mean, I've got sympathy for the players at the moment. They're the stars of the show. They're the ones who've got wife and kids at home, and I just don't know whether it's been always that respectful towards them. Have you read it the same way? Do you feel as if they've been harshly done by?
Yeah, I feel like they are a bit. And I feel like it's almost like the AFL versus the players. I feel like we need to get both parties working together because all we want to do is we want to see footy return, mate. So we just need them to work together for a little bit. It's not us versus them, them versus us. It's a partnership. Need to start working together to get the end result we all want.
Jay-Z, we'll definitely hear from the AFL, you would think, shortly in terms of a start date. Where does that leave the clubs in terms of how they train?
Yes, good question, Blue. All the players basically right around the country are gearing up to return to their clubs within the next fortnight. So mid sort of May, get home and then be prepared to start training basically from then onwards. And as part of the Level B restrictions, players will be able to train in groups of 10, basically get in, get out, do your work, and then bugger off home. But as groups of 10, you can train as a back line. You can train as a midfield forward in your divisional groups, et cetera. So coaches, certainly for the initial 2 weeks, will be very happy With that, that'll give the players at least some touch of the footy. They can kick, they can handball, mark, run around. You can do, you know, a bit of circle work type stuff, I guess. It'll be basic. And, you know, when the players will resume, they'll be rusty. You know, their fitness will be off a little bit. That'll all pick up. But I think clubs at the moment are pretty accepting that any sort of, you know, 10-person training situation is a really good step forward. So there may not be any, there won't be any contact initially, but that'll begin to happen to put the players, the teams in a position to play from mid to late June.
Jay, get your plums out. May 11th, Gillian McLachlan addresses the nation. Are we going into hubs or is it fly in, fly out?
Yeah, I reckon they're working really hard towards a fly-in, fly-out.
Right, thank you.
I reckon that's where it's all angled. I think as much as we've discussed the hubs, Jars, it could be worth stuff all up. Because, okay. Yeah, they get these special passes from each of the states, and they've been resistant till now. But if WA, Queensland, SA all come to the party and allow players to basically fly-in, fly-out, be tested rigorously, be under the constant supervision of club chiefs and medicos, then, you know, they'll be on their own planes. Nice. No one's flying. Yep. I think we may be able to see a situation where the hubs aren't required and they can just play as per normal, which I think would be just a tremendous result and probably the AFL's intention from the get-go.
All right, mate. You got anything else, Bern?
No, I'm all good, mate. I'm big. Clear things up for me. Clear things up for me, mate.
Can I ask you a quick one?
You want to ask me a quick one, Jay?
Yeah. 2004, spoke to some Brisbane Lions this week, still angry that the Lions didn't get to play a home preliminary final, sabotaged them for the 2004 grand final against Port Adelaide.
Ooh.
Is it an asterisk year for the Power? Do you have any sympathy for the
don't ask him that.
No.
Were they harshly? Imagine if Port Adelaide finished on top or whatever and then had to play at the MCG. How would you review in the reverse?
Unheard of, isn't it? That would just never happen now.
It wouldn't happen now.
No.
But no, you can't take that away from Port Adelaide.
They haven't got over it, the Lions boys.
Well, they've got to suck it up and move on, honestly. They won three in a row. How greedy are they?
Hey,
come on, Vossy. Vossy's at Port Adelaide now. Vossy, if you're listening, stop sucking up, mate.
Toughen up, Brownie.
See you, buddy.
On the boys.
Jay Clark there on the top rating Dead Set Legends with Jarman Blewett and Burn.
Sorry, Burn. They've got it all sorted there at CMI Toyota, looking after us, the Dead Set Legends, every weekend, and looking after you as well. Contactless service.
Yeah.
Now, Jazz, can you explain that to me? What is contactless?
Well, if your vehicle is due for its service, CMI Toyota can arrange a contactless service where they will collect and service your car, return your car where possible, all right? Squeaky clean, and they do a fantastic job when they service. Their team are taking extra precautions, Sean, to ensure that your car is absolutely spotless and clean when they return it.
So
that's very well read, but I don't think you answered the question there. Can you ask him again, Shawnee?
Yes, I did. What? They will collect it and service your car and return it. So that's what it means, you knucklehead.
Can you ask that question again, please, Sean?
What is contactless service?
While some customers may not be able to or feel comfortable to visit the dealership right now, rest assured that they will, CMI Toyota, have you covered, Sean.
Can you ask him again?
CMI Toyota, don't settle for less.
I don't even know that. I don't think that's their slogan at the moment, is it?
That's Duncan Bashir-Hannon.
I'd
love to see you, CMI Legend.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well done, Burn.
Where did Burn get anything?
He still hasn't answered the question yet.
I did answer it.
Oh, what is it?
Don't you start.
Love CMI Toyota. Now you can buy your next dream car online with order and collect as well. All right. Hopefully that gets us out of the wrong credit line situation we're in. Duncan Bashir-Hannon. All right. At Home with the Legends is coming up next.
Yes.
Triple M. Blam's Dead Set Legends. Don't settle for less. You've got Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett this morning for CMI Toyota.
Now, Bern.
Yes.
Bern. Now,
what's
our
happened?
Boy Greg Blewett. Much loved South Australian. And look, you copped a bit of a barrage last week on the show.
Oh, a barrage? That was brutal.
All right. Now,
I was in tears.
Can you describe? Saturday mornings, we all dress differently. What are you doing?
Yeah, you do.
What are you doing?
Do you want the opener?
At home with the legend.
Sorry, I forgot about it.
Now, we all dress... You, Bern, you're upmarket and you dress sense. And Greg, you're elite. I'm more the traditional, you know...
Fisherman
grassroots
style.
Type dress code.
Yep.
Sean Craig Murphy's still living in the 80s and the 90s.
With he's got the collar up this morning.
You know, got the collar up. Oh, can you describe what you're wearing?
I'm just...
Below. So below your waist down.
No, I've got my tracky dacks on.
No. No, you haven't.
I have. They're tracky dacks and I've just got them pulled up.
He's got three-quarter tracky dacks.
Yeah.
No, they're pulled up. They're full length.
They look like knickerbockers.
No, they're full length.
And your loud sneakers.
I just got, Nike.
You look like Lady Gaga shoes. Who's just got out of bed. Honestly, Bern, I sent you a photo, and the family's got the photo, haven't they?
Oh, I'll put it up.
What's the response been like? Can you read some of the comments?
Yes, I can, actually. You've got me without notice there. But a few of your mates have actually written back too, Juz. One here from Harry Nielsen. He's written, and he's gone the matching Redbacks shoe/sock combo, yes. And he's got... head spewing up, which is, I think, that's a fair call. Who else have we got here? Tyson Sutton. That's terrible.
Oh.
Next up, Jeremy Howe. He's just said the man with the green face spewing up. Howie.
What about the big calves?
You got no calves at all.
Good point. Hang on. Look for the calf comments. No calf comments. That? Oh, actually, Rio Bravo sent one in.
What
a flop.
Now, Catherine wouldn't dress you like this. What are you doing?
She loves any skin that she sees on me, mate. She loves. She just loves
your
pins.
Looks like you shave your pins.
No, I don't. I just give him a bit of a trim. You like give everything him a trim, else. Do you? Like everything else.
He's a thoroughbred.
Forest downstairs. You give that a clip, do you?
Listen, Jazz. So during the week, you know how there's not much on the sporting channels at the moment? So I flick it over to ESPN.
Yeah.
Is one of my channels. And they've got everything on there at the moment. They've got hot dog.
Des Carr works for him.
Hot dog eating contests. They've got cup. Pyramid making, I don't know what that's called, but there was a spelling bee on as well, Jars. These 9-year-olds and Bern were doing a spelling bee.
Yeah,
okay.
And the first word, I'm thinking, I might just have a little bit of a look at this. And the first word that pops up, so if a 9-year-old can get it, surely you boys can get it, right, Jars? Yeah, I'll give you the word that the first one that popped up, par flesh.
Par. Par. P-A-R. F. L E S H, parflesh.
Wrong.
Oh,
wrong.
Double R.
Sounds like
wrong.
That.
I'm going to give Bernie. I'm going to throw it over to you. Parflesh.
I've seen this. I've seen this on TV, and they say, "Sorry, can you please put that into sentence for me?"
Can you knuckle it?
Yes. I would like to purchase a parflesh.
Oh. That hasn't helped me. I'm going to go P-A-R-F-L, parflesh, L-E. What did you say, S-H?
Yes.
It has to be something else. C-H-E, I'll go.
Yes!
Yes!
Bernie!
Yes!
Parflesh! P-A-R-F-L-E-C-H-E. Now, Bernie.
Yes!
I will give you a bonus point if you can tell me the meaning. Parflesh.
I think I know what this is because my mate's old man was a butcher.
Here we go.
And he talks about parflesh. I've no idea how to spell it. I fluked that. But I think it's some sort of like when you kill a sheep or a cow or something, it's like what's left of the skin or the hide. And
he's got no idea.
I think I'm going animal hide.
Yes, Bernie.
Yeah.
Animal hide with the hair removed.
No, with the hair removed. I forgot the hair removed. No. My old man was a butcher, and he used to get the sheep skins and hang them on the fences.
You didn't even know you fluked them.
Stretch them out.
Well, no. I don't know about the process, but I remember he used to say they're the parfleshes. I fluked the smelling, though. I must admit, I fluked the smelling.
Yes.
What do I win? A cheeky Greek voucher. Yes.
Darren Burgess coming up soon.
No way.
Yeah.
Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M. Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman, and Bernie Vince for CMI Toyota.
Good on you, Shawnee. Always a pleasure to catch up with this young man. He's the fitness guru around the world. He's currently at the Melbourne Football Club, and he joins us, Darren Burgess. G'day, Burge. Thanks for your time on a Saturday morning. Have you been for your 70K run and 70K bike ride?
Nah, not quite, mate. I'm actually in a toy store at the moment, so you can probably hear the background noise, but we'll fight through.
What's the ideal prep time, do you think, Burjo? The AFL is going to give you 3 weeks. And the second part of that question is, how do you structure that? Do you have a couple of hard weeks, one hard week, or just get them back into the feel of footy?
Yeah, it's a good question. And if it's 3 weeks, then you'd probably look at having a decent week to 10 days and then flatten it off a little bit. But it depends on how much the boys have done before that as well. Because you can't just bring them in and smash them, because obviously they'll need a bit of time to recover. So ideally, look, in this situation, we'll take whatever we're given and make the most of it.
Darren, how have you been monitoring your group? Is it is there a trust level there, as well as I'd imagine the boys that have GPS units and you're communicating with them fairly frequently?
Yeah, the Players Association don't allow compulsory monitoring, but most of the boys at Melbourne have been sending through some stuff, and so there's a fair bit of trust. There's been some interesting conversations on WhatsApp groups after I've given them sessions, so they're all pretty good, and most of them have got either Strava or Apple Watches or things like that, so they're all in a pretty good space.
And being a club from Melbourne, the boys have been restricted to training in twos compared to some other states that were training in groups of 10 up until just recently.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Again, training in twos, you have to be a bit inventive on what you can do. But to be honest, in these sort of situations, again, you just look for the opportunity in it. And that's been that a lot of our guys have got around to different people and have been training with people that they otherwise might not have. So, it's worked out pretty well so far. Well, we'll find out in about 6 or 7 weeks how well it's worked out.
Burge, when you get the all clear from the government and the AFL to start up, will you have groups of, say, 10 or 12 training on alternative nights, or do you think you get a collective group of, say, 15 to 20 players when you start up?
My understanding is that it'll be in small groups, and it's probably going to work on some sort of rotation. That's our best guess at the moment. So you might have, let's say 10 blokes rocking up at 9 o'clock, 10 at 10:30, and 10 at 12 or something like that. So that's my best guess, and certainly that's what a lot of overseas leagues are doing. So I imagine we'll do something pretty similar.
Now, the Darren Burgess brand, it's global. It's huge. Everyone wants him. You've been at some incredible organisations around the globe. How does the Melbourne Football Club rate, and who has impressed you the most?
Look, it rates really highly. It's a great footy club. The culture is really, really impressive. Who's impressed me the most from a training point of view, a local guy by the name of Alex Neil Bullen. He's an absolute star. No matter what, I could say go for a 100K run and he'd say, when do I start? There's some really good young players who've got a great attitude, and I'm really excited as to where we can go this year. So how does it compare? Look, it's right up there in terms of the people, and that's the most important thing. That's how you judge an organisation, in my opinion.
Now, Darren, you've had great history in the English Premier League, and of course they're having horrible problems over there in the UK with this virus. What's your take on Liverpool? Have been so dominant, haven't they? Have you worked out what they're going to do? I mean, it'd be a real shame if they weren't awarded the Premiership.
Yeah, I actually spoke to a couple of people from the Premier League. I think they were just canvassing a few people on how to structure a pre-season and how many weeks. And it'd be a real shame if Liverpool weren't awarded. They've been the dominant team for at least the last year and potentially 2 years. They deserve the title. They should be given it. My understanding is that they will be. They'll pick about 6 or 7 neutral venues and the teams will all go into a form of quarantine within their own facility, and then they'll just travel straight to and from the venues to play a whole bunch of games in a pretty short period of time. So I think Liverpool will get their only need two or three games to get the title, and that's what they deserve.
Yep.
Some people have said this is the only way they can win it, Blue, because they normally are known to choke, aren't they, Burjo?
There's a little bit of a history of that. Look, even as a neutral, you couldn't really deny them, I think. And what Klopp's done at that club in terms of Champions League, and he had a process of about 5 years, and it's coming good. So, it's good to see, albeit frustrating.
Chatting with Melbourne fitness guru Darren Burgess. Thanks for your time. Now, you had a toy shop. What toy is a young one buying, and what's his budget?
I'm staring at an Our Generation doll, a couple of shopping trolleys, and the latest craze for my 7-year-old is LOL OMG dolls. So she's very excited, mate. Very excited. So she's in a moon boot at the moment. Oh. So it's... She's got the sympathy vote.
Well done. Well done.
Just mate, before I let you go, I've got one more question. Do you think the trust you've put in the players and the work they've done by themselves away from the club and a short prep time for the season now for round two, do you think we could see some permanent change in possibly coming back to the footy club a little bit later after seasons now?
Well, I'll give you my theory on it. And, I reckon pre-season's too long.
Yep.
I reckon people say the season's too long, but that's because you have 16 weeks of pre-season.
Yep.
I reckon if we, and this situation, as unfortunate as it is, might give us a chance to reset. I think you only need about 8 weeks of pre-season, and especially with the change in rules, I'd be playing more games, and the players would buy into that. You get more TV, you get more money for everybody, everybody wins. If we play games every 5 or 6 days with a shortened format, I reckon you can do that. Yep. And you would only need 8 weeks max. And that way, I think some of our guys, while I've got a soapbox, some of our guys retire too young. And I reckon, you know, guys like in my club, Nathan Jones and those guys could keep playing for 2 or 3 more years. And that's what the fans want. They want the stars playing for longer. So that's what I'd do if they gave me the presidency, that's for sure.
Love it.
Oh, you can have the presidency, mate. I'm making a comeback. I've been bloody pushing for this for years, and I just needed someone of your caliber to back me up.
Where do I sign?
Oh, mate.
We'll sign you up tomorrow, for sure.
Beautiful. I'll come back.
Well said. Thanks, Daz. All the best, mate, and we'll speak
again. No worries. Thanks for the chat, guys.
Darren Burgess there. I love what he said there, Bern.
Yeah.
Love it. 8 weeks, that's all you need.
And it's dead set. That's all you need, Jars. I'm telling you right now.
Even in local grassroots state league. That's all.
Normally coaches and fitness staff say no, they need all that time. Nah. And I love with someone who's just honest and that's how he feels and that's what he said. So well done.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Get that on socials, Jared, our producer.
Good question too, Jars, as well.
Great question.
I must admit.
You've been sharp today.
You guys right?
Thanks, Jars.
Oh, sorry, mate.
We've got a very skinny overnight scoreboard coming up next on Triple M. Or as Jars described them, the dud set legends with Andrew Chapman, Bernie Vince and Craig Blewett.
Hey, now, lads, Cricket Australia released their contract list during the week. So 20 contracts were given out. No, they don't know what they're getting paid yet by Cricket Australia, but they've announced the 20. Now, I was on your program, The Rush Hour, on Thursday night to discuss this. I was going to try and get a point across before I was rudely cut off during that interview. But you boys, not so much you, Bernie, but Jars, you've been very critical of the Redbacks.
Yes, I have.
Very critical. Yep. Which is, to some extent, we've got a cop because you're right, the last 2 or 3 seasons...
been unacceptable, mate.
...have been pretty ordinary. But I want to try and explain a few things and you know how it goes in cycles.
Is this directed towards me?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So the contract list was come out. So 20 contracts.
Mm-hmm.
New South Wales, 6 players from New South Wales got...
Are you not surprised?
Cricket Australia...
Not surprised.
No, not surprised. Yeah, okay. Very good players there.
Yeah, yep.
Western Australia, 3. Victoria, 3. Queensland, 2. Tasmania, 2. South Australia, little old SA, 4. 4 players. So just under New South Wales, we're the second most.
Excellent.
So that's a pretty good tick, I reckon.
I thought it was 3.
No, 4.
Who are they?
Alex Carey, Travis Head, Kane Richardson, Adam Zampa.
But Adam Zampa's going to be going to
Victoria. Oh, he's signed for Victoria, has he?
Well, you blokes have flicked him.
No, we haven't flicked him. He's chosen. He's going.
Okay, but I know
but
what
it
your
goes
point
on
is. Yep.
From
yep.
what's happened.
Which
he's
is fantastic.
Been here, South Australian. So yep. four
well
players.
Done. Yep. Well done.
So
tick.
When we go back to when cricket, when South Australia was going well, we played in back-to-back Shield finals, yep. which unfortunately we didn't win any of those, but we got to the Shield final. We had zero contracted players with Cricket Australia yep. then. So we've got a pretty good team that sort of plays every round. And so that's basically how it works. So as soon as you get four players that go off and play for Australia, then you obviously your squad gets weakened by those players going away. So that's where we've got to get better.
Right.
That's where we've got to get
so
better.
Your
we've
district,
got to increase
so your
the
district
depth.
Program.
We've got to get better at our depth.
Got,
so the players
be,
that are replacing
understand.
Those four players
yep.
have got to come in and play
so
a little bit better.
So how are you going
to
fix it?
Well, we've got to develop those players. But that's what I'm saying. There's this argument, yeah, because that's where Victoria get a lot of criticism. They try and win the competition every year, no matter what. Mm. But they're developing no players right. for the Australian cricket team. So there's a couple of ways you can look at it. Mm. But I think that's a pretty good tick. Four players.
Yep, absolutely.
So I know you,
Absolutely.
You're pretty quick to bag everyone.
Oh, hang on. What
no,
do you mean
you
bag everyone?
You haven't got any depth to your argument.
I'm critical of your performance.
You haven't got any depth.
You got no depth. Yeah, but you got no depth in the program because your district program is not working and it hasn't been working for 20 years.
That's the same from state to state.
No, it's not. New South Wales have their district program.
What do you know?
It's fantastic. I know a lot about their program.
Well, what do you know?
Because I did some research on their program.
Go for it.
They've got an elite program.
Go for it.
That's why they keep producing between 6 to 8 Australian players every year for the last 30 years.
Because of their population.
But their programs, their structure is fantastic. I don't know why we don't look at what they're doing.
Well, what are they doing?
Mate, you're the most critical bloke about the district comp. 13 teams, way too many. You've said that from day dot.
What are they doing that we're not doing?
And you got smashed.
You see, what's your research?
What do you mean, my research? No, I told you.
I read about
the New South Wales program, and it's outstanding. And every other state wants to follow it.
I just want to stress my point.
And I take it on board.
We've got to get more competitive.
But you've got to come from my side.
Finishing
we love our cricket.
Time. But we are doing something hard. We've got two vice captains
amongst
those
and
two.
Mate, proud
so
as punch
young
is
men,
South
Travis
Australian.
Head, Alex Carey.
Don't whack me on that. Whack me on the Redbacks' performances the last 3 or 4
years.
But I'm
trying
where
to explain why.
Yeah, but where have we finished?
Our population isn't the same. So
let's adjust then. Let's change the district program.
Get 3 million more people. But
no,
in Adelaide,
no. If we've got a small, if we've got a shrinkage of cricketers, we've got to adjust to the program.
Love hearing that to in-depth conversation about the New South Wales grade system.
I've got a question, Blue.
But where have you been?
I can't get a word in with your lip mouth running. With the players that are contracted for Australia, correct me if I'm wrong, does that free up a bit of cap space to bring some good, I know you want to develop your young blokes, but bring some good leaders in that can help develop these young blokes? I feel like they lack a little bit of leadership.
No, 100%, mate. So, yeah, we've got 4 contracted players, as we mentioned. So that frees up more spots on the Redbacks list. So, yep, definitely. We can go shopping and try
so
and
So who are you
the
shopping
spots.
For? What type of
Well, I reckon we need another
what
top
do you need,
order
an all-rounder?
Player. We need a decent all-rounder.
And a number
definitely.
3 bat.
Or top order player.
We got
player.
Ferg.
Yeah, we got Ferg, but we need better depth there. You're right. So we need another top order player.
So, but you haven't answered the question about the district program.
I acknowledge
If you were put in charge to change the whole cricket program in South Australia, what would you do?
Try and make it stronger by, you're right, there's too many teams.
Right.
But we've had this discussion before. Yeah, the SACA tried to get rid of a couple of clubs 4 or 5 years ago. And it didn't happen.
And look at the results. But look at the results 4 or 5 years down the track.
I'll tell you how to do it, Jazz.
What would you
do? Can I speak again?
Yeah, of course you can.
Am I
allowed to? What are you putting your hand up for when no one can see you?
Well, we can see him.
You're looking at me, mate.
What would you say?
Because I've got
to
put my hand up to get a word in here.
Because you're an elite cricketer.
I think they need a relegation into the B grade, into Division 2. And that way you tighten up your best teams. You have 8 or 9 teams and 3 or 4 relegation teams.
Thoughts?
Yeah, that could work.
Thoughts?
It's worth it.
Has it been put on the table?
Of course it would have. That New South Wales grade system, such in-depth research.
Will you name 2 grade teams in New South Wales, Charles?
Yeah,
I can. Okay. Me?
Yeah.
Me? Look at him buying enough stock.
Sydney University. Who? Sydney University. And Horsham.
Horsham? You're going skiing.
Country Victoria.
Horsham's in the Wimmera Mallee.
Oh, Jesus.
Who won that battle?
What else?
One,
Ballarat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
Dead Set Legends. Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, Greg Blewett for CMI Toyota this morning. Hey, they've got pickup and drop-off vehicle service now available, so no excuses.
Fantastic. I've just had a message sent through, Jars, and I used to play with Travis Barr, who was our fast bowler in the state countryside back when I was a young fella. He just wrote to me, "Hey, Bernie, back when we were playing state country, New South Wales country cricket budget was around $800,000. This gives you an example of what they can spend.
Wow.
SA was whatever Ravo, which was Ian Ravenscroft and Rod Johnston, could raise in basically what they could fundraise. We had to pay $100 for our uniforms. It's a bit better
so
now.
So you couldn't
but
compete.
You just can't compete with that sort of money. Mm. And if you got them, and it's funny, more money breeds more talent, Jars. So that's just a bit of an example of the spend in New South Wales.
I didn't know. That's a
$800,000 for the country program.
And New South Wales, I think Victoria too, Byrne, get a lot of very, very talented country men and women that come down
what,
to the
city. What would the sacrifice, how much would they put into our country program?
Idea, mate.
Yeah, okay.
No
that's
idea.
A good, well done, Trev.
Yeah, well done. T-Bar, we used to call him. T-Bar. T-bar. Just a workhorse bowler, 25, 26 overs in a row.
Baron Cole Charney's whacked me, has he?
He has, actually. He's gone Horsham. What a great area in the Wimmera. Jars thinking it's in New South Wales. What a dickhead.
This bloke that's picking up $2,500 playing for Harndorf. Not bad from a Red Baron. Maybe give that money back and give it to the juniors, Cole.
Oh, hang on. He's turned that around.
Drop the lip.
Hang on.
He's got the...
He'll walk out in a minute.
Bondi Beach Cricket Club too. Now, who's doing this?
Yeah, who's doing this? I'm doing this.
Right, Victoria kicking up a stink. Why?
Yeah, because, so in South Australia, and WA are just starting to relax their rules as well in relation to the virus. So we're allowed to, be in groups of 10 here in LA. But coming from the AFL, because a number of Victorian clubs kicked up a stink, that we are only allowed, or the Crows and the Port Power Boys are only allowed to train in pairs.
Pairs, yep.
Because of what they can do in Victoria. Mm. Now, why? We should be able to do whatever is able to do here in South Australia. If we're allowed to train in groups of 10, then why can't we?
Well, that's a competitive advantage for both SA teams and the WA teams who are allowed to train in 10s at the moment.
Yep.
But it's a competitive advantage against the rest of the competition, Blue. So I understand the kick up or the stink they've had, but how do you police that? They're not going to send people out to try and watch players train, are they?
Yeah.
They still train in tens, and I'm sure the bloody Victorians are still doing the same thing anyway.
Well, what about the fixturing? That's a competitive advantage as well, isn't it? Didn't Richmond play their last 9 games at the MCG last year before the finals?
That's always going to be an argument, isn't it? The grand finals at the MCG, and you could go on, you could talk about that all day, but that's just the way it is, and that's why it's so good when a non-Victorian team wins the premiership, because it's so hard to win at the MCG against those sides. But I mean, I feel like it's got to be even across the competition. What do you think, Jazz?
Look, I think it's got to be border to border type case. So if we're doing better than Victoria and New South Wales, we should be able to start training with 10, 12 players in groups. WA the same.
Yep.
And Victoria, I know they've got a bigger population. Well, they can.
So what happens if it got to a point where Adelaide and Port Adelaide, and say the WA teams as well, are all training as a team, full team, the full list, 45 players, all training.
Yep.
And Victoria, because they've got so many cases still, are still in twos. That's really unfair.
Yeah. I agree.
So what point do you feel it would become unfair, if you think it's fair now? I've got him. I've stumped him.
No.
You can say great question if you want. I've had that before.
Great question.
Here's Todd Goldstein from the North Melbourne Football Club.
Yes, guys.
Give him a bit of think time.
Here he is. Here he is to answer your question.
Bro.
And I think, it is a big advantage to be able to start doing a few bigger drills. I mean, I think so far in the last month we've been off, I've trained with one other player once, and that was yesterday. So it's obviously hard to do a lot of kicking your legs in and a lot of, with 10 players, you can almost do almost full ground drills. So I think that would be a big advantage to any club that was allowed to do that. And I think it's a very fair stance to make everyone have the same playing field.
Well, Todd's a ruckman, so he shouldn't have to kick his leg in. He should just handball every time he gets the bloody thing.
Don't bag the ruckman.
Well, they should handball, though. Ruckman cannot kick.
But didn't Gil McLaughlin knock it on the head?
Yeah, he has. Yeah,
he's knocked it on the head. Yeah. So we'll just got to all wait until May the 11th, and then once it gets signed off, they all can start training and all do the same. Everyone will be happy. All right? Then that is an even playing field. But very good question.
Andrew Charman, Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett are your Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M. We're doing it for CMI Toyota. They've got pickup and drop-off vehicle service now available.
Presenting now, thanks to Ticco Vale Stansbury, that's right, it's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie Vince.
Oh, yeah, love this one. Round 7 tonight, Bern, Collingwood v. the St Kilda Football Club. And just quickly, briefly, tell us how this works.
Well, this is called the ACFL, Australian Coin Flip League. I do a heads and tails flip for the winner.
Right.
Home team is heads, away tails. And I roll a dice that goes up to 60 jars for the margin. Nice. So here we go.
Big game,
big stage tonight. Friday night, Collingwood versus St Kilda. Top four shaping match this one, Jars, because they're both up the top there. They Collingwood lose to St Kilda by 45 points. So St Kilda now push into the top four and really threatening, aren't
they?
Doing
well under Brett Ratton.
Brett Ratton's been unbelievable. Well, Paddy Ryder is in great form. All Australian form again over there after crossing over. So next up we have Richmond versus GWS. Yep. So Richmond, but two losses in a row, I think, for Richmond. So they haven't been going too well. No. And GWS are on the bit of a slide too after being up the top. Richmond by 43 points. GWS, three losses in a row now.
And Sammy Jacobs, BAG.
I think he had 148 hit-outs this game. He's beating the record again.
And 39 disposals.
Eight goals. And they lost. And he only got one vote, I think, at the Brownlow, which is great.
Big blow. Right, next game.
Big blow. Geelong versus Brisbane. And this is down at the Cattery. Yep. And Brisbane sitting seventh, Geelong ninth. So pushing on the door. Brisbane by 54 points at the Cattery. That's a big win.
Good win.
Big win.
Mitch Robinson
well done.
Got reported again, they tell me.
He's whacked.
Dangerfield, who still didn't hit a target.
Actually, I don't think he made contact with Dangerfield. Dangerfield went down he'd been shot.
Of course
shot.
He does.
Anyway.
Here we go.
Where are we going? Here we go. Western Bulldog. Will they bounce back after the off-field dramas last week with Lachie Hunter? Western Bulldogs beat Hawthorn by 22 points. Wow. So well done to them. They're sitting down in 15th, so they're going pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
Sydney versus North Melbourne. North Melbourne have been the surprise packet this year, Jazz.
Agreed,
they're up there in fourth position. Yeah. Play Sydney, strong team.
Yeah.
North Melbourne again. They get over Sydney by 27 points. So they're on fire
as well.
They're
in top four. They're top three now.
They are. Well, with GWS winning, gives them a real opportunity up there. Moving on, we've got Melbourne versus Essendon. And Melbourne, two wins in a row at the moment. Yep. Essendon, two losses in a row. Will it continue?
Yep.
Yes, it will. Melbourne, three wins in a row. Essendon, three losses.
I spoke to Roberto, too, who loves the Melbourne Football Club, our big sales chief here, and he's beside himself.
He's up and about,
isn't
he?
Three in a row.
In a row. They're back. They were sitting down the bottom of the ladder.
Right, keep going.
We move on. The big derby, or the derby, I think they call it over there. Yep. West Coast versus Frio. And as we know, West Coast sitting second. Frio sitting in eighth spot. West Coast by 12 points. So all the teams in form, Jars, at the top are winning, apart from Collingwood, who had a loss.
Okay.
And now we move on to the South Australian teams. Both teams just battling at the moment, so looking for big wins. Adelaide lose to the Gold Coast by 29 points.
What?
Gold Coast is sitting 16.
Stop it.
So they move up, and Adelaide go down even further. They're Christ having a really bad year at the moment. I think he got dropped from the Nord 2s now. I think he's gone play for CMS Crows.
He's gone to broken ear.
And the CMS have even said you can start in the B-grade train.
Tex at your peninsula because he got dropped.
All right.
Anyway, Port Adelaide, who they really need a win. They're sitting 17th, but they're playing Carlton, the winless Carlton in 18th position.
Here we go, family.
Surely Carlton can't win their first game against Port. Carlton win their first game.
No,
they have. Port Adelaide. They've lost by 43 points.
Jeez.
Ken Hinckley. Come here and said he's going to win the flag.
No, Kenny.
I'll tell you what, the only thing he's looking at winning is the spoon at the moment.
Robbie Gray's disgusted.
Isn't he? He's looking at walking out and moving back to Victoria to take up lawn bowls. But anyway, yes, big well round of results here, Jazz. As you can see, the top eight starting to take shape now and getting a little bit excited come finals time.
So we've got the Premiership ladder up on the socials. Are they ready to rock? I'm looking over.
Yeah,
so if you want to look at the ACFL Premiership
and
ladder.
And what's it called?
Ladder and results.
Australian Coin Flip League.
Well done.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well done, Michael.
Hey, I respect. Dead Set Legends, Q, and hey, he's loving it.
Oh,
we've got Q&A coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. Dead Set Legends this morning, of course, for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. We've got Andrew Jarman, Bernie Vence, and Greg Blewett.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
All right, young man. Now, you know that the public of Adelaide have just stopped doing everything.
They've pulled over in their
Mums
cars.
Mums and dads have just put down their dinner plates. Cars have pulled over waiting for Burns Beef. Who's in the gun, my love?
Well, this is good. I hope everyone's listening today, Jars, because something's been again made aware to me from the Twitter family. And they've been very, very helpful for this segment.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's not so much a beef, this one. It's a little bit of maybe an advertisement.
Lovely.
Now, it's made aware to me, Jars, that this segment hasn't got a sponsor.
Oh,
are you aware of that?
No, I didn't even think of that, Bern.
Neither did I, really. Oh, so, Bern. I know we're in a fragile economic climate at the moment, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, Bern.
This is one of the all-time great segments. What is said here gets heard, okay? It's game-changing.
Yes.
Some would even say it's life-changing. And then you've even said yourself it's global. Now, for instance, what did I do last week?
Yes.
I did, ABBA.
Bruce Abernathy.
So I had a whack at him about Buddy saying Porter on top all the time. And this is what happens the very next weekend, Jars.
That's our football fix, Jess. That is our sport.
What, you're not going to tell me who's on top of the Premiership ladder?
No, Jess, we've upset some sensitive Crows fans. Very sensitive, so we're going to leave it out because it hasn't changed, of course. It's only factual.
See?
Oh,
say something.
Yes.
And it bloody happens, Jars. I'm an influencer.
You are.
They call that. Even these two knuckleheads have got a sponsor. Tex and Roo, listen to this.
And if you buy a Victory, make sure you get it with a Truax Superior corrugated roof.
What is that, Tex?
Well, Truax a bit like me, Roo. Stronger, colourful, and better looking.
That is one of the all-time worst ads I've ever seen, but they are sponsored.
Yes.
What about our great ex-Australian captain? Listen to this.
Valvoline. You know what I mean.
Valvoline. You know what I mean.
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 Oh, Ricky.
How's that getting a bloody sponsorship? I tell you what, he's making a mockery of this system, but don't you laugh, Jars. You're a part of this too.
My mum makes me a lot of things that I don't do, so that I'll grow up big and strong. But she don't have to force me to eat TikTok like High Five, because it's just like any other white bread, but it's got 60% more fibre, so it's better for me.
Have you finished your lunch yet, Andrew?
Yes, Mum.
Well, you can go out and play then.
Thanks, Mum.
He put the bloody torch on me!
You can go out and play now, Andrew.
Oh.
Thanks, Mum. I'll tell you what, you're making a mockery of this, but I want to bring it back to the point I'm making here. This needs a sponsor. You agree with me, Jazz?
I do, Bern.
Well, if you're agreeing with me, Jazz.
Yes, Bern.
Why did you try and undercut me in your segment the other night?
We need a sponsor too, Phil. And Gaz, if you can think of someone, I'm more than happy to have a sponsor for this segment.
You're trying to get a bloody sponsor for something that's lasted about 5 minutes. I've been going all year with this bloody thing. So you sit back down and you wait your turn, my friend. That's that bloody Furious Fast Five bullshit you try and run every night that puts everyone to sleep.
It doesn't.
I thought we're a team here.
We are, Boo.
But you know what? I'm not bloody stopping. I'll keep coming. Oh, it's like on the footy field. There's no I in team. I'll keep coming all day. The Triple M family are behind me. Seriously, I feel like they're the only ones that are behind me at the moment.
He needs a sponsor. Help him.
DSL Q&A is next on Triple M. You know, at CMI Toyota, you can actually buy your next dream car online with order and collect. And we've got the dream team here right now. Bernie, Jars, and Greg Blewett, your Dead Set Legends at Triple M.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
This segment should be sponsored just quietly, but anyway, let's get on with it. Quick-fire questions for quick-fire answers. Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince. Bernie Vince, which former footy teammate would be a cross-dresser?
Luke Jericho.
Oh, of course, from the Crows. Greg Blewett, have you ever peed in a pool and why?
Peed in a pool. Yeah. Because I didn't want to get out.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I can't believe you've done that.
That's why you have chemicals in there.
No.
That's why he wears his pants up.
No, that is so inconsiderate. Oh, okay. Go to the toilet. Bernie, get out of the pool and go to the toilet.
You've never pissed in the pool.
Nah, can't remember doing it.
Never. Turn it up. Bernie Vince, who would you like to get drunk with?
Michael Jordan.
Greg Blewett, how many times a day do you look in the mirror?
Be honest.
Dozen.
That's in the first half, eh?
Greg Blewett, how would you quickly dispose of a dead body in a hotel room?
Wrap the body in sheets and then down to the dumpster. I don't know.
Bernie Vince, spell the word. Bernie Vince, spell the word heirloom.
Heirloom. Can you put it in a sentence, please?
What's its origin?
A female hair.
Heirloom.
Heirloom.
H-A-I-R.
Bubble.
Okay.
Greg Blewett, spell the word homophone.
H-O-M-O-P-H-O-N-E.
Well done. Tick, ding.
Jeez, that was easier.
Yeah.
Grab Bernie Vince. Will the Port Magpies fans be shafted by the Port Adelaide board with the decision that it's all over?
Unfortunately, I think yes.
Oh, dear. Mm. Greg Blewett, how did you learn what it's meant to be a man?
How
did you learn?
From my father.
Okay. What did he say?
No, I just watched and learnt.
Oh, that's sick.
That is just...
In
the bedroom.
Did you chop trees? What? Did you go and find yourself after 4 days in a forest?
No, I'm thinking
he's in the bedroom watching.
Bernie Vince.
Well, I did walk in.
We don't want to know that.
Yeah.
Bernie Vince, which day do you think the start of the week is? Sunday or Monday?
Friday.
Honestly, you think it's Friday, do you?
Oh, no, today's Saturday.
Do you think it's the start of the week? Is it a Sunday or a Monday?
I know.
What is it?
Sunday is.
Yeah, Sunday.
No, incorrect.
Sunday.
If the Sunday's big, in if the beginning in the... of the week is Sunday, your week is almost halfway over by Tuesday.
Well, that's not the question you asked
me. Gave me the wrong answer, you knuckleheads. Greg Blewett, how did your meeting go with the Prospect Cricket Club re the senior job during the week?
No, I didn't have one.
Liar.
Oh, mate.
We're honest. On this show, we're honest.
I can't say. He said, I couldn't do it. I haven't been approached to do it, and I can't do it anyway.
Greg Blewett.
Even if I wanted to.
What is the sound of a male and female hippo making love?
I've done this one.
No, you
haven't.
Where's
is
the microphone?
A female hippo?
Bernie
That's
Vince,
both of them.
How would an eagle bird sound chasing a rabbit?
Nice impact.
Yeah, nice. See the impact where he grabbed the rabbit?
That's
when he grabbed the rabbit.
That's
how he grabbed it.
What the hell was that?
I've got a sponsor too.
Ooh. Say can't it up say next. Yet. No, can't say it next.
We'll find out who the sponsor is right after this. For the Dead Set Legends this morning, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett. For CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, BT, and the Rub team are coming up next. Right now, Dead Set Legends, Andrew Jarman. We've got Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince on Triple M.
Now, comments are coming through.
You got a sponsor.
Well, yes, I have. Getting a little bit emotional, Jazz.
What's happened?
I'm trying not to break down during this, but as I said, when I do a beef,
Tuesday
things
nights.
Happen.
Yeah.
Things happen, I think I've found a sponsor.
What's happened?
I've got a committed sponsor.
Well, who is it?
And his name is Mark Ravenscroft.
His company,
Country Living Homes, are on board, Jazz.
Yeah, good boy.
There we go.
Well done,
Country Living Homes. So thank you, Ravo. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Ian.
Wow.
Thank you, Moonta. Thank you, Your Peninsula. Thank you, South Australia. Thank you. Let me finish. Don't talk over me. You told me that. Now, okay. I need the tissues. Where are the tissues? Now,
and I've got a sponsor too for Q&A. Cheeky well, Greek. Tony just rang through then.
Oh, no. Show me
yeah,
the call.
I've got a sponsor from Cheeky
Greek. No, you haven't.
Greek.
Don't just try and jump on board because I've got one. No. Well, show me the phone call. Where's the phone call, the text message? I need evidence.
Now,
I've got evidence.
Greg Blewett, outfit today, this morning's
Lord,
disgusting.
I've got trackies on.
Oh, it please is. And the comments, the right. comments, the yeah, comments messages. Have been flying through.
Go.
Rio Bravo, Jeremy Howe, Harry Nielsen already have mentioned
whacked
something.
Him.
Mitch Dunn. Don't know what's worse, those shit shorts or those shit shoes.
That's a
good one. Ravo
oh,
even, what? When he said he's going to sponsor, no, again he said, yeah. I wouldn't wear that shit crabbing.
Oh!
And Travis said, zero calves also. Hashtag chicken legs.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.